Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I have to apologize because I was not here yesterday, so we didn't do it. It was in New York.
Didn't do what?
The post-show pre-show.
Oh, okay.
There are some days we just can't get it up in time, and so the podcast has to be loaded. So my apologies there. Also, I'm doing a book event next week in Wichita. I think they canceled it.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. All I was told was last night that it's not happening at that bookstore. So I'm trying to move it to a different place in Wichita, but I don't know if I can or not. It's not my scheduling conflict. All I heard was it was a scheduling conflict. But the problem is that I love Wichita. Wichita loves the show. So if we go to another bookstore, there are going to be a lot of people show up. So they have to have staffing there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole thing. I'm trying to get out there. But yeah, that's the deal. I'm about to have the show today. I have to play it for you. Aime, what's going on? Anything you want to say?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of something from today's show that, like, people are going to get excited about.
Mm. Did you know Raymond's been judging our Instagram accounts?
No, what does he judge? Like, what? He does?
Oh, Raymundo.
Yeah, Raymundo has been looking at all of our Instagram accounts and giving us letter grades.
Oh, while he's walking in here.
Based on our account? What?
We named another dog today.
Oh, that's true.
So
yeah,
people will find that out.
Raymundo. Hey, let's do this. You rated all of our Instagram accounts as a school grade, right? So we'll start here. And what have you based these on?
My own personal opinions about how you guys do Insta.
Okay, cool. All right, so Raymundo and his grades. Let's go with Eddie first.
All right, Eddie got a C.
Ooh.
He tries to get too artsy with his pictures. Sometimes they're in focus. One object will be out of focus. And then I just put that he does old person stuff. He'll put pictures of plants, the weather, a Swiss Army knife he found.
Oh.
It looks like stuff from the 1950s.
So he's graded with A?
You got a C.
A C. Ooh.
I'll try to step that up. I'm sorry, right?
Let's go over to Lunchbox. What's his grade?
Lunch also got a C.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't follow anybody. That makes you look stuck up. That was my first impression of your account. Then I said, there's too many free giveaways, like you say, quote unquote. Anyone in Nashville want this neon sign? Pick a number, 0 to 500. Like, what? And then people comment and they try to guess the number? Annoying.
And then he doesn't, like, ship it to them. Is that the thing?
And then he has issues because it's too big to ship it to them. Well, no crap.
No, I've shipped everything that I said I'd ship.
I thought you had trouble with the Zach Brown thing.
I did. I had trouble, but it got there.
Did you pay for it?
Yep. $142.
And you paid for it?
Yep.
Out of your own money?
Yep. On my credit card.
And you didn't get reimbursed?
Well, I didn't say that.
See, that's what I'm saying. You have to keep poking him. He's always hiding something.
But I did pay for it.
But you shouldn't get reimbursed because that was all your deal.
Yeah, it was a prize for a listener, though.
No, no, no. But you can't just give away home prizes and then have work pay for it.
I mean, I got it from work. And so a listener of our show wanted it.
I send stuff off all the time and pay for it myself.
And they lived in Arizona. So, hey, I was nice.
You didn't pay for it, though.
I didn't know I was going to get reimbursed. I just tried it, and I did get reimbursed.
You tried it. I just wrote a whole reimbursement report.
For it originally without knowing I was going to get reimbursed, and then I talked to the boss, and they said, yes, we'll reimburse you. And I said, okay, great.
Well, there you go.
So thank you. So, Ray, quit hating on my Instagram.
You didn't hate. You got a C. You love C's.
You passed.
I mean, C's gets degrees.
There you go. C's gets degrees. Let's go over to Amy. Amy's grade is
a B. Good job, Amy.
Oh, wow.
B. Wow.
How?
Her kids, neighborhood. It shows pictures of her husband. I really get a feel for her life. And then I also kind of ended up giving her a bad score because her Instagram stories have way too much writing on them.
Preach.
Every single one is a link, doodles on everything. Swipe up, swipe down, and then there's a drawing. I don't even know what the picture's of because there's so much writing.
What?
I've told her that too. She doesn't listen to me.
I mean, you can, like, go to the art studio with that.
Oh, boy.
So it's not just too much text on my Instagram post.
Eddie, why do you have your head down?
Because the stuff Lunchbox just says. Like, what are you talking about?
He's trying to get in and be funny now.
Hold on, I missed it. What did he say?
You're trying to get in the art studio.
No, no, I said she takes her pictures to the art studio before she posts them.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I said that. I didn't just make that up. She did a picture.
I'll take a B. B's get degrees.
Raymond, who else on the list?
Bones.
Okay, go ahead.
You got the highest grade. You got an A. Congratulations.
Of course you did.
Teacher's pet.
I put pictures of everyday things, changing the garden hose, swimming, working out.
Okay.
And then I said you don't overuse boomerangs, and you have cool behind-the-scenes pictures that nobody gets to see, stuff like Price is Right and American Idol.
Oh, well, that's, yeah. It's because he gets to do
Yeah, because he's... Oh my goodness, you're an idiot.
This is really his opinion.
Anything else?
It's really
your nose is a little brown.
I gave Mike D a D.
Oh wow. For what?
I put too many pictures in stairwells, against brick walls, and selfies in the bathroom.
All right, how do you feel about that?
I have like one selfie in the bathroom.
All right. Look for the stairwells. There's a lot of them.
Anyone else on your list?
That was it.
All right, there we go. We got to start today's show.
Okay.
Amy, anything?
Man, I just hope everyone has a great day.
There you go. Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm going to go check out Ray's Instagram, and I'm going to give him an F.
Okay, there you go. Eddie?
You guys eat healthy today. Summer, got to keep up with that summer bod.
Keep that summer bod.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. We'll get going with today's show now. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Thursday morning, everybody's looking good. Look at all your faces.
Yeah.
Look at all your faces. How about this group of people here?
I'm looking good.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
So, Eddie finished watching Evil Genius, the show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Fascinated by it.
Wow, 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 wow.
So, if you're listening to the show, maybe you don't have Netflix, maybe you do and you haven't watched it yet. This show, Evil Genius, is a four-part documentary series. In Erie, Pennsylvania, a guy goes in with a bomb around his neck and goes, I'd like to have your money, please. Walks out, has lick sucker, he's flipping his little cane around, and they're like, oh, he's in on it. And then he goes to the cops are like, hey, dude. He's like, no, it's a real bomb, please help. And the bomb blows up. And that's it. They don't know what happened. And so they're trying to figure out who orchestrated this guy to go in with the bomb, and he didn't know it was real. It's a crazy documentary series. And I didn't spoil it, because that's in the first 10 minutes of the
Correct.
Very first episode.
That's what it's about.
Yes, and you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, so much more. There's no
Did
way
you finish
spoiling.
It, Amy?
I'm done, yeah.
Isn't it crazy? This happened in the 90s in our lifetime in America, mm-hmm. and we didn't really know the story.
Correct. Oh, I remember it clearly
you
from
do?
The news.
You do?
Yes, because I have not watched the documentary, so this is what I remember
okay.
from the news story, is that he was like a pizza delivery man, and when he got sat down in the middle of the road or wherever, where he was sitting with the bomb on his neck, he kept saying, no, they kidnapped me and put this bomb on my neck. I am not a part of this. And then it blew up.
Right. Now, when he went in, though, on the security footage, he's all happy and he's like, he takes a piece of candy from the thing, he's swinging his cane, like dancing around.
It's like the opposite of what you would think if someone had a bomb around their neck and they were forced by someone, you would be acting a little bit different.
They said he walked out like Charlie Chaplin, like just did
smiling.
So
that's what I remember from the news story.
And then what you're trying to figure out is who did it,
yeah,
mm-hmm. why they did it, was mm-hmm. he involved, mm-hmm. they don't know, that some think he was, some think he wasn't. It's a crazy documentary series.
Yes.
That, the twists and turns, yeah.
And I started to think, we're just getting older, because back in the day, when someone would go, man, I sure do love 60 Minutes, I'd be like, all right, Papa. But now,
so
I
good.
Can watch me some 60 Minutes.
Yes.
Man, some of that stuff's over my head, though.
Oh, you mean like too smart?
Yeah.
The vocabulary they use and stuff?
No. They do stories about foreign places that I don't know where that is.
Well,
or
maybe
what
it doesn't
about.
Interest you. Find it over your head. You're a smart guy.
And so I don't. Well, I mean, I can watch it when it's about celebrities here in America and news stories in America, but once they go overseas, I don't know what they're talking about. They're talking about the oil battle in Kuwait or something.
I get lost on that, too.
I don't know
though.
Anything about that. I'm like, too smart.
I wish I were a little more knowledgeable about the crisis in the Middle East, but I'm not.
Yeah, I have no idea what that's all about.
I wish there was a site you could go to, and it would just catch you up real quick and give you the Cliff's Notes of whatever the big news story is. Like a Wikipedia, but Wikipedia starts to get so thick. But
I do the skim.
What's that?
It's like, it's called, I get an email and it gives me a rundown of, in like layman's terms, of some of the stuff over there that's really complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It'll kind of break it down like water cooler talk, you know?
Do you ever go to the water cooler and use it? See, does it work?
No, but they're really cool and hip in the way they word it, and it makes you feel up
What's that?
To date.
So people can subscribe?
The skim. S-K-I-M-M.
And I'm familiar with how to spell it.
But two M's.
Oh, two M's, okay.
But how do you go to it? Is it theskim.com?
Theskim.com, and you can register your email, and then every morning in your inbox, you'll get the skim. Yeah, sometimes I even use stuff for my pile from the skim.
Good for you. And that's not a show thing. I know nothing about it.
No, 0%.
And I was actually kind of rude by going, we know how to spell it.
No,
I apologize for that. I apologize for that.
Good.
They say, here's their tagline, making it easier for you to live smarter.
There you go.
Oh, I need that.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
10-year-old Oliver Edwards wanted to help the homeless in Hobart. He's 10. He started his Free on a Tree initiative. With the help of his mom, he collected hundreds of clothing items and has been hanging them around in trees in town for people who need them to just take them and wear them.
Wow.
Like the homeless. He's picked certain trees and just hanging things up. Look at that. Free on a tree. And the best part about it, it rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can remember it.
Good marketing.
Yeah. Over to Raymundo with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in Seattle near SeaTac Airport. At least four cars were hit by random gunfire. Luckily, no injuries. Cops are searching for the shooter. In other news, Apple is making a software update for your iPhone that's going to block police from being able to access your iPhone. This update's going to close down your iPhone's lightning port. And finally, in weather news, 80s and 90s for most of the country. Some rain in the south, but that's going to start to move out tomorrow.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Christine in New Hampshire. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
I think we're good. Everybody good?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
We have a job that we love. We're here safe. I think we're pretty good. You good?
Yeah, I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Well, what would you like to ask?
Well, I was wondering, a few months ago, you had mentioned that you were going to start or get involved in some kind of a controversy.
Oh, yes.
And I'm just wondering if you did that.
Well, for some reason, it's still not out there yet. You know what I'm saying?
It's not out there yet?
Mm-mm.
Is that what you said?
I mean, yeah, it's not really out there yet. I mean, listen, I didn't do anything illegal.
Well, yeah. Of course not.
Well, how do you know? Maybe I'm a bad boy behind the scenes. Stop. Stop assuming I'm just not a bad boy.
You want to be a bad boy
so
bad.
I mean, I would.
Like, I found out one of my friends got secretly married, right? And then I went, huh. Now we should do something like that. Like, I should have some kind of thing.
But that's legal.
Yeah, but I mean, I just need some sort of, like, real life thing happening.
Okay.
You guys don't know about. Like, some...
If you get secretly married and don't tell us and...
But that's what I want. Like this right here, this reaction.
Okay.
Well, Christine, it just isn't out there yet. So...
All right.
You'll know when you know. And just know I had a hand in it being a thing. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I like to create my own controversy.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
If you haven't started that yet.
The time and place. You'll know it when it happens.
Okay.
Yes,
all right,
boss.
Fantastic.
And you don't have to secretly get married for us to be shocked. You could secretly get a girlfriend and you get the same reaction.
You know what? That's rude. That is. Yeah.
But it's kind of true, though.
Yeah, it is, too. It's also true. Yeah, all that's true. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. Everybody, we're all good, right?
Doing great.
Great.
I'm glad she asked that question because a lot of us say, what's up with that controversy? And I always go, you just wait for it.
Are you brewing something up, though?
Yeah.
That's something that works?
I like to tell our listeners, but yeah. And I'm going to stop talking about it because I don't like the brew to be too close.
Yeah.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Getting a lot of compliments or what?
Well, no, I think I'm getting backhanded compliments.
Why?
Is that what it's called? When people are trying to be nice, but then they say something like, you know, if my hair and makeup is done, they're like, wow, you look good with your hair and makeup done. So then I'm like, so do I not look good if my hair and makeup's not done? You know?
So where did it happen?
Oh, when I was working the stadium show at...
Oh, past weekend?
Yeah, the past weekend. So I just... And I really did spend extra time on my hair and makeup. And then that's when someone compliments you. And then, you know, you're meeting some people that only see you on Instagram or online if you've never met a listener before. And you get... Wow, you're way prettier in person than I thought. Or something like that, which is a nice compliment, but then is it backhanded at the same time because they didn't think I don't really think I'm that photogenic anyway, but.
You're turning into me now.
Why?
Well, because I'll leave, and if I run into our boss, he goes, hey, today, good show. And I'm like, what, is every other day show not good? Is that true?
Yeah.
You can't do that. You have to just, if someone gives you a compliment, accept it for what it is.
Okay.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Because anytime someone compliments me, I go, well, why weren't you complimenting me already? Was I not good prior?
Yeah, because I am not going to spend that much time on my makeup every day. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Maybe you should.
But it was a nice compliment, so I was like, maybe I should commit to an extra 25 minutes.
Yeah, you're rocking that dress, huh?
Oh, my jumpsuit?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
thanks.
What's that called? A halter top jumpsuit?
Whatever. Oh, yeah.
That green one?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Okay, that's freaky. All right.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
The first wave of nominations for the Teen Choice Awards are in, and Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, and Thomas Rhett, they've made the cut in the Choice Country Artist category. Voting is open at the Teen Choice website, so go vote if you want to, and the awards will air live on August 12th on Fox. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got married a few weeks ago, and according to Star Magazine, Queen Elizabeth insisted they sign a prenup before they said, I do. Reports say when Harry and Meghan signed the marriage registry at the church just before they kind of walked out in front of everybody, they also signed the prenup, all to keep his grandma happy. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy named Rick Rhodes, who lives in Michigan, had been talking to his dad, who lives in an assisted living facility. He's talking to his dad over the phone, and his dad really wanted a good cheeseburger. His dad's 86, has pancreatic cancer, which is why he's in the home. So, living in Michigan, he decided to see if he could get a burger delivered. He called restaurant after restaurant in search of the local burger shop that could deliver that perfect meal to his dad, who was sick. And so then the owner of Kip's Flamin' Burgers picked up the phone. And they went and they made it. He told them the story. Drove it over there. And so because of that, the guy drove like 300 miles just to thank the burger place.
Oh, wow.
And so now it's in the news. And really, there is no guy donates $1 million. There is no, you know, person builds a whole new... It's just one person going, I'm happy to make a burger and deliver it to your dad because he's not feeling well. And because he's sick.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes some of the stories where the Spanx creator donates $1 billion. And we go, ooh, isn't that nice? But everybody can't do that.
No, they can't. But you know what? Sometimes you can deliver a burger to someone.
That's right. And I know a bit, that's a, metaphorically speaking, but we can deliver burgers to people.
Yes.
So, yeah, I like that story. The guy drove it up, gave his dad a burger. Appreciate that. There you go. That's Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Del Rapids, South Dakota. A high school girl cost herself and her team the state championship when she told on herself. She's a golfer. She won the state title by 5 strokes. Her team, state champions. Only problem is she turned in the wrong scorecard and she told on herself. No one knew. No one knew. It was going to cost them 1 stroke. She told on herself. And it's over.
So some would say that she did the right thing. That she was showing that...
Ethics?
Even the ethical thing, yes.
But it doesn't... It wasn't made a difference. Like, she won the state tournament by so many strokes, and she said on hole 18 she got a 4 when she actually got a 5, and she noticed it after she turned in the scorecard. So that 1 stroke wouldn't have made a difference, so who cares? Mm. You guys were the champions.
Now, I agree with what you're saying, that one stroke mattered. But hold on. If the rule says that you turn in the wrong card, you do lose, you're disqualified, then that's a rule too.
Correct. But if I am on her team, I hate her.
Oh, that's a strong word.
Because there's not many chances you get. You get 4 chances to win the state title.
But they didn't win. They didn't win. Would you want to win, like, by not really winning?
Well, look, I'm not telling on myself. She told on herself, and she's... the biggest bonehead I've seen.
Okay.
She has an individual state title and a team state title. That's 2 state championships she just threw out the window.
Well, I don't agree with this, but it's your segment.
Yes. I'm Lunchbox, and that's your biggest bonehead story of the day.
There it is.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bone.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bone Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, you know, Father's Day Sunday, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Lunchbox expects to be treated. He's not a father yet, but he's expecting father. Amy's husband is a father for the first time because their kids have been here since the end of last year. And Eddie's been a father for...
10 years. It's old hat to me.
All three of you guys are having a Father's Day celebration of some sort, right?
Yes.
I hope.
Yep.
So, I'll give you the TV dad... You name the TV show.
Oh,
love
it. In honor of Father's Day. Amy, you're up first.
Okay.
My game show music, please, Raymundo. Thank you very much. Carl Winslow, Amy. What TV show is Carl Winslow from?
Family Matters.
That is correct. There it is. Yeah. Okay. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Al Bundy.
Ha! Married with Children.
That is correct. Nice work. Nice work.
Love that show.
Very good. Eddie.
Come on.
Dan Connor.
Dan Connor. Who? That's Family Guy.
No, it's Roseanne.
Wow.
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 I didn't know that. game with.
Yeah. All he does is lose lately, huh? Yeah.
Whoa, whoa. It's not over yet.
Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Red Foreman.
What?
Exactly.
Red Foreman?
Mm-hmm. The TV dad. Go ahead. What show is he on?
Named Red?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Amy.
Come on, Amy.
Big Bang Theory.
Ooh.
Lunchbox?
Oh, that's 70s show.
Yeah, I sorry, Amy. That's incorrect.
That.
Survey says no. Incorrect.
Oh, she said Ashton Kutcher's dad.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
No, he's not Ashton Kutcher's dad.
It was Eric's dad.
Yeah. Ned Stark.
Ned Stark.
Got him.
I got all of you guys with the last few.
Hold on. Ned Stark. Has to be one of those shows you guys like, because I've never heard it, because it's not Ned Flanders, which would be The Simpsons, and you're trying
Ned
to throw me.
Ned Stark, yeah.
Ned Stark. The Big Bang Theory.
Ooh, it's Game of Thrones. Oh.
Wow. Here we go.
Never seen it.
Eddie.
Come on, come on.
Philip Banks.
Oh, that's Fresh Prince.
That's correct.
Woo!
There you go.
We're tied up, boys.
What's the score?
One to one.
Ooh, let's go around. All right, one more round here. Amy.
Yeah.
Archie Bunker.
I've heard of that name.
I know this.
I don't.
My mom used to watch this show.
Archie Bunker. He's a famous dad on what TV show?
Oh, man. He's in a recliner.
Yeah.
Is he? Wow.
Yeah.
You're good. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. I kinda
3 seconds?
Like
Come on, Amy.
Archie Bunker. All in the Family?
Correct.
Yeah! Yes!
Whoa! How did you do that?
I don't know.
Whoa!
I don't know.
Lunchbox.
Amy, great job. Yeah.
Richie Cunningham.
Richie Cunningham.
Are we sure that's the dad's name, Richie?
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
I think that's the son.
I do, too.
It's okay. It's Happy Days, boys.
Oh!
Wow. So what's
that's
the
That's correct.
Name?
I don't know. But I'm... Mike
D made
the game.
I answered the question
game.
I was given, and
that's
I
right.
answered it correctly.
He okay. got it right.
Woo!
Eddie.
All right, come on, Bones.
Ward Cleaver.
What? Oh, Leave It to Beaver.
Correct.
Yeah!
All right, Sudden Death.
Oh, boy, here we go!
Is this the name one?
Write your answer down on this first Sudden Death.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Write your answer down. Andy Taylor. See who the dad was in Happy Days. Make sure that's right, because I know listeners are going to hit me up about that.
Andy Taylor?
Andy Taylor.
Dad?
Name was Andy.
Taylor?
Andy Taylor.
His name's not.
It's not Andy.
Andy Taylor for the win.
Taylor?
Andy Taylor.
Taylor. Yeah. Andy?
Andy Taylor.
No, it's not Andy.
Andy Taylor.
I mean, I'm just saying this. It's not right.
All right. It's not right either.
Are you?
All right. Everybody got their answer down?
I'm in.
Lunchbox.
Andy Griffith Show.
Amy?
Friday Night Lights.
Eddie?
Home Improvement?
Yeah, that's Tim the Tool Man Taylor. You're wrong. Amy's wrong.
Coach
I'm right.
Taylor.
Hit it!
It's not. What did he say?
Yeah, what did he say?
There's no way it's...
Hit it!
What did he say? Andy Griffith Show?
His last name Griffith.
It's not Taylor.
Hit it!
It's not Taylor. There's no way.
The answer is the Andy Griffith Show.
No!
Thank you. Yes, Amy.
Why is his last name Taylor? I'm confused.
Because Opie Taylor, Andy Taylor, that's their name on the show. It's the Andy Griffith Show. It's like the Cosby Show. His name wasn't Bill Cosby on the show.
It's Huxtable.
It's Cliff Huxtable.
Well, where was Cliff at?
Well, anyway, Lunchbox, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you so much.
You have a great Father's Day.
You do the same.
Thank you. it's like when you go, oh, by the way, his name is Howard Cunningham, not Richie.
Okay.
I felt like it was wrong. That's on Mike D, who's quiet, so he doesn't want to talk, but that's on him. Bobby Bones, come on. We had Amy's kids on, an exclusive interview. Did one with her son, who's 7, one with her daughter, who's now 11. And
yep.
I thought that's pretty fantastic. I thought that was fun. They came in the studio. Lunchbox wants me to exclusively interview him on the air now.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I mean, if you're going to interview the kids, why not interview? You never exclusively interview me. Like, do Amy's kids get exclusively interviewed?
Bobby, ask Lunchbox his favorite color.
Well, I think if we're going to do this, we need to build it up a little bit, right? Lunch, we can't just throw this in the garbage.
Yeah, people are going to be like, oh, okay, and they're not going to be tuned in. We got to tease this for like a week out, like, coming up next week, ooh, exclusive interview with Lunchbox.
Oh, are we doing that a week out?
I don't know. I was just trying
week?
That's how we usually tease things.
Get a billboard.
So what about Monday? It's Thursday right now. What about Monday?
Oh, Monday's work.
An exclusive interview with Lunchbox at this time Monday morning.
Woo! I like it. I like it. I'll be ready.
Okay. Amy, you good with that?
Hard hitting. I'm ready.
Don't be jealous over there. I hear jealousy in her voice already.
But you know who's going to do the interview? Amy's son.
Oh, love the twist.
Okay. See,
that's good.
Oh, yeah, he can do that.
Lunchbox, how you feel about that?
Man, now you're making a mockery of me. whatever, he can interview me. Whatever, it's more...
You were just so ready for this interview.
I was, but I was ready for good questions.
So, Monday morning...
Well, I mean, we'll get... Obviously, I mean, do we give him the questions or he's just going to ask? I mean, because he's not going to be able to just come up with
an
questions.
Interviewer does his own type of prep. Monday morning...
Okay.
Amy's 7-year-old son will interview Lunchbox. Can we make that happen, Amy?
Yes.
And Lunchbox, you'll be good. You'll stop complaining about it.
I'll stop complaining if he comes with a real interview.
Okay. Monday morning... Amy's son, Stevenson, interviews Lunchbox in a hard-hitting interview. And how long was the Stevenson interview?
Like 12 minutes.
No. How long was it really?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. So you'll get the exact amount of time that Stevenson got.
Okay. Two minutes. Right. Get ready. Tune in.
We will be here.
Get your popcorn, get your Pop-Tarts, whatever you need, your Lucky Charms. It's going to be good.
Okay. Let me... Bobby Bone,
come on. This waitress got arrested because on her first day at work, she would take their order, they'd eat... Then she'd take their cards and she'd take the card back and skim it, then give their card back.
Ooh.
So she was stealing all their information. By the way, this is not a LifeLock commercial. Promise. So what happens is, what we do, because we're idiots, we go, yeah, I'm trying to protect my identity, but here, why don't you take my credit card and go walk to that back room by yourself in the dark? I trust you. So that's what she did. Isn't it crazy that we do that?
Like, yeah,
we
sit it really at dinner, is.
Then we just say, yeah, here's my card, put it in a little black book, take and do whatever you wish. And come back, and we're good.
We've been doing it for years, though.
Some places, they will come out with a card reader. They put it on your table.
Oh, that's better.
Well, yeah, the people aren't stealing your
unless
card numbers.
Unless it's a skimmer.
No, even skimmer aside, you could go back and just write numbers down.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
or
all
take
you have
a
to
picture
do.
With your phone.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So this happened at a Twin Peaks restaurant.
Mm.
Yeah, what town was this in? Was
I
this
believe
Tulsa?
Tulsa or Oklahoma City, one of the two.
Yeah, I felt like it was like one of our places.
Y'all ever been to Twin Peaks?
Yeah,
Lunchbox,
it's good.
Yeah,
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
Yeah, it's like a Hooters-y type place.
Yeah, I've heard.
It's great, man.
Yeah,
good customer service. They're real friendly.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Great place to go for lunch.
What's the play on words? I don't get it.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Also, that raccoon story, which we didn't get to talk about yesterday. Where the raccoon climbs up the building.
Love it.
Which, I only caught it and read the whole thing after it was over because I don't think I was awake while it was happening. I don't know what time it happened. A daring raccoon in Minnesota became a viral sensation because the raccoon scaled the side of this 23-story concrete building. And so people started taking pictures of this raccoon on the window. And then you just see it clawed to the side of a building climbing up. I don't know how this raccoon climbed up the whole building. I saw Morgan number 2's tweet about it. Were you watching this live as the raccoon was climbing?
Yeah, I was so anxious watching it. That raccoon would scale the building like, and it looked like it would fall off any minute. I can't even believe what I was watching the whole time.
That's crazy.
It was the number one trending thing on Twitter. People were taking pictures of it as it was going up from their different windows. They eventually trapped the raccoon on top and fed it and then released it into the wild.
So
they said. I mean, here's the thing. Most people hate raccoons because they hear bad things about them. When you look at them up close, they're pretty cute.
So
really cute.
Like, huh. Yeah.
But, yeah, they do get in your garbage. They used to get in our garbage all the time. So Twitter was...
Wow, that's impressive, Mr. Raccoon.
It was impressive to me that he was able to claw to the concrete and climb like that. So that was a pretty cool story. You're doing Never Gonna Get It?
I think we've
done one of these in a while. All right. You're never gonna get it. One out of three people have secretly done this at work.
Okay.
One out of three people. Have secretly done this at work.
That was simple.
Yeah, you already have it?
Yeah, I already got it.
Really?
You want to say it now and spoil
it?
Yeah,
or
you want to ruin it?
Yeah.
Ruin it for everyone.
Napped.
Napped.
Go ahead. Game over.
Ooh, oh, more than one out of
three. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
One out of three. I'll tell you what. I'm not going to tell you if you're right yet.
Oh.
If someone gets it right, you can call. Do I have any books to give away? That'd be a good gift. I could sign a book or something.
Yeah.
Hey, Raymundo, do I have any books to give away?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Ray didn't even know. Someone told him.
You had to be told.
Me. Yeah, I'll give you a book, a copy of my new book, Fail Until You
So
Don't.
If we win?
Yeah, I'll sign a book and give it to you. Yeah, there you go. And I'll sign it if you win. One of three people have done this at work secretly. There you go. How about that? We'll come back to that. How's your day yesterday? Good?
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Yeah? Why?
Just because I had a fun day with the kids. Like, went right when they got out of school, went immediately to the American Girl store.
Saw that. It's the story.
Yeah. Man, that place.
And you went for a party or something, right?
Yeah, there was a group of girls already going to sort of celebrate someone's birthday. And
wait, you have just a birthday party at a store?
Listen, no, they went.
Are you kidding me?
No, wow. They didn't do the whole birthday. It was because it was her birthday. She just wanted to go. Like, these girls were really cool about it. And they just, like, walked around. They just like to go to the store and watch. But there's a cafe there where you can legit have a birthday party and you pay, like, I don't even know what per kid, and you get like cake and pizza, and you can eat at the American Girl Cafe.
Do they give you free dolls?
With your doll? With your doll? No. But you take your doll and your doll eats.
Oh.
And then there's also like a hair salon. You can drop your doll off.
Oh. Do you have to pay for that?
Yes. But I tried to avoid her realizing any of that. But so this birthday party wasn't like a cafe thing, because all that, this was just kind of like a get together at the store, which I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
Did your daughter want everything?
I mean, yes, she handled it well, but yeah, they are. It's almost like they're overstimulated. She's like, oh, this is cute. Oh, this is cute. And my son's like, that's cute. I mean, they just, everything is really cute because it's so tiny. And then they have matching outfits for the, you know, actual child. So then I could see how parents just, but as long as you just get your kid in and out of there without too much damage, you're fine.
I don't even know about that place.
Wow.
I don't go in because I'll end up buying all the stuff too.
Yeah, good point.
You know how I do.
You love that stuff.
I was checking out. Oh, last night she got a new doll with her gift card, because she had a gift card, and she tucked them both into the American Girl bed that you got her.
Mm.
Now, you made your son go to the party?
Well, he just, he wanted to. He didn't want to be left, and then what am I going to do with him?
Poor guy.
And then we all went swimming afterwards. So.
Poor guy. Every picture's like him with nine girls.
That's true.
What are you talking about?
I don't think he appreciates that at this age.
He will later.
Whatever. He's working it. He holds their hand. He caresses their arm. He's like, does that feel good? I'm not joking.
Whenever I tried that, they're like,
stop it.
Security.
Get away from me.
Did this feel good?
Yeah,
things you can do at 7 you can't do in your 30s.
Exactly.
All right, the question inside the Never Gonna Get It was as follows. One in three people have secretly done this at work. Let me go over to Melissa. Melissa in Virginia, go ahead.
Is it give their number to a coworker that they were interested in?
Let me check. Survey says.
Oh, good guess, good guess.
Not it. Okay, let's go over to Courtney in Boston. Courtney, what you think?
I think, do people get ready for work in the office? So, like, bring their clothes, bring their makeup. They're not ready.
Interesting. Yeah. Let me check. Survey says.
Oh.
No. Let's go over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox.
It's called take a nap, folks.
He says take a nap.
Woo-woo! Oh, no.
What?
Eddie.
Oh, I'm going to say brush their teeth. No?
Amy?
Take someone else's food.
Well, I was going to build it up, but one out of three people have secretly done this at work, and you say steal someone's food.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. I was up here the other night, and I opened the refrigerator, and there were two things I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, one was a banana, and one was a thing of Greek yogurt that
Ooh.
I had opened. And
did you take it?
And I thought about it. But they had someone's really small initials,
So
I didn't. But I definitely could see how someone, a lesser man than me, would absolutely take that stuff, because even I considered it.
Wait, what was Ray's, like, Pop-Tarts?
And thou shalt not steal.
Yeah.
I don't steal.
You're right. No. That's a Ten Commandment.
Raymundo, what'd they steal from you?
What up?
What'd they steal from you from the work refrigerator?
Toaster strudels.
Yeah. And it was a huge controversy. Ray was sending out emails to all the office.
We found the guy.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Big Dean Bubba?
Nope.
Oh, is that what I was just saying?
Yeah, you probably thought that the whole time.
Oh, who, Ray?
Guy with the rock station.
Who? What's his name? Say it.
Speak Eddie his name. Knows it.
Eldon.
And how do you know it was him?
I confronted him.
Oh.
Ew.
You confronted Eldon about the toaster strudels?
Yeah.
And what happened?
That was when I gave him that money. I gave him $100, got him to admit to it, and that was it. He said sorry and gave him the money.
Why'd you give him money?
That was a bit. Remember, he had to give someone $100, and he chose him kind of like to...
Where'd the money come from?
You gave us all $100 to give to somebody for...
He used the reverse psychology.
Like for a charity thing?
Yeah, well, yeah. It was to find somebody and do a pimp some joy.
And so Ray was like, here, go buy your own toaster strudels.
Huh. Now that I think about that in retrospect, kind of weird. All right. Has he stolen your toaster strudel since?
No, we got our own fridge. I got a mini fridge back here.
All right. Thank you, Raymundo.
Yep.
Now, one in three people have secretly done this at work. Is it still the other person's food? It is not.
Oh!
Yeah, it's adjust a thermostat. Like you guys do to me all the time.
That's true, we do.
Because I keep this air. If it's not icy, I'm not nicey. You know what I mean?
That's a good rhyme.
Yeah,
How cold do you keep it?
I keep it as cold as I am bold.
No, ice cold.
Ice cold.
Come on.
Okay, stop, Outcast. Stop.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I thought you and Eddie do that game all the time.
Yeah, because Eddie's the funniest person on the show.
Okay, sorry you didn't get my joke.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
It's pretty cool to have one of your kids graduate at the top of their class in high school. Well, this one family has all three kids graduating summa cum laude. They are three triplets, and they are the top three in their high school class.
That's cool.
Huh. How do you say
I like that? What's that called again?
Summa cum laude, laude.
All those. Yeah, we'll go with all those.
Yeah, so Colby, Sydney, and Kendall, they're triplets, and they're the top three in their graduating class in Atlanta. Summa cum laude.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, he's tried it nine ways. Now it's turned into like a pina colada. I think the story's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, and I also like the humor in that Lunchbox doesn't know how to say it, but... Lunchbox, were you summa pina colada?
No, I was not. I was not any of the lattes.
No lattes.
I think my sister was one of those lattes, but not me. No way. I was never even on the dean's list.
So when you went to college, no, you didn't graduate college, though. What am I talking about?
Well, I walked the stage, but...
But you didn't. You quit school 3 hours early.
Correct. I had one class to go, and then I got this job, and I figure I could always go back if this job didn't work out. Well, lo and behold, here we are 15 years later, so there's no going back.
And there's no part of you, though, that goes, I just would like to finish something I started.
No, I don't live with regrets. I don't look back.
No, it's not a regret. Oh. But you went, man, I'm so close to finishing. How about I just hop in there and do it?
Do it when you're 90, you'll make the news.
You'll make it tell me something
yes,
good, dude.
Yeah. Whoever's doing the tell me something good in like 50 years.
It'll be me and Mike D's kids doing the show. Yeah, me and Quiet Mike's kids. They'll be like, oh, here's tell me something good. All right, Lunchbox, what did they graduate again? What place in the class?
Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, summa cum laude.
There you go. You heard it here first.
I don't know. Summa something laude.
There you go. Okay, that's tell me something good. Thank you, Lunchbox.
That was tell me something good.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match 3 game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number 2? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number 2?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number 2, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number 2, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Leah.
Yeah.
What?
Bobby?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, Bobby. Hey, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Oh, thanks. So, do you live somewhere the show isn't on the radio?
Yes, I live in Houston.
Did you know that's our most... listen to Digital City.
Oh, wow.
Period. More people listen to the show in Houston than any other city that don't listen to the radio show, which is crazy.
I see your podcast every morning.
Thank you very much. Well, I appreciate that. Anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I love you guys. Each and every one of you are an integral part. I've literally been listening to y'all since I was in high school.
Oh, love those calls.
At least it's not junior high.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes I'll be doing like a meeting some listeners before a comedy show. They'll be like, listen, I've been listening to you since second grade. I'm like, what?
And they're like adults.
Yeah, kids now.
I'm 38. What are you talking about? And this is my second grader, and she also listens. Two generations. I'm like, what's happening? No, but that is a compliment. We're just mad we're getting older.
Well, you guys still sound great, and you still look amazing.
Do we still sound young, though? Listen to my voice. How old do I sound? Me.
Well, I know how old you are because, obviously, I listen to the show, but
if you had to guess, act like you didn't. But me. How old do you think I sound?
28.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Good answer.
That's a good answer. Thank you very much. Well, Leah, thank you. How about this? How about, I'm going to have her on the phone. Why don't I send you a book?
Oh, my gosh. I would love that.
And I'll sign it for you. L-E-A-H, Leah in Houston, Texas. I'll get you a book. It comes out Tuesday. Fail until you don't. Thank you, Leah. Thanks for listening. And don't hang up because I got to get your info, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bobby.
All right. Thank you. See you later. Appreciate you. You! Thank you. I have my button ready. Amy, over to you with the morning corny.
The morning corny.
How do you help a choking lamb?
How do you help a choking lamb?
You give it CPR.
That was the morning corny.
Since Father's Day is Sunday, Eddie's dad joke of the day. Mm-hmm. Over to Eddie now.
How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
You look for the Fresh Prince.
Ah! Yay!
Come on!
Why do you keep laughing like way louder at his and clapping and being like almost obnoxious about it?
Well, because at comedy...
You go, like that.
At comedy shows, whenever someone tells a joke that's funnier, I laugh harder.
Amy...
But I mean, I've told that one before.
You have?
Yes.
I don't. Amy, how many jokes have you told over the
years? I mean, I've told them all. But I mean, you definitely
all the jokes.
Well, I've never told CPR till today. But you didn't. When I told it, you didn't laugh that hard.
When was that? 2009?
Probably. I still remember how he laughs at every single one.
How did he laugh at that one?
Probably
didn't
have my laughing strength up then.
He was like, "Oh, Fresh Prince, that's a good one." But I mean,
how did he laugh today?
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Oh, man,
kind of. I mean, that's not a good look, huh? The jealousy.
I'm a little. No, I'm just curious.
Hey, jealousy.
No, I feel like you're purposefully rubbing it in my face that it's funny. We should pull that clip of how you laughed at that
in 2009.
No.
I don't think the band goes
now,
that far.
I want you to hear yourself back.
I don't need to. I know how I do it. Eddie, say it again. Okay. Reaction.
You want just the punchline?
Yeah.
Look for the Fresh Prince.
Ah!
That's funny.
Zinga!
That's good.
Eddie,
don't worry. You only got one more day of that.
Eddie,
and
you're so
over.
Funny. Yeah, well, I don't know. Eddie's the funniest person on the show.
Oh, my
so.
Goodness.
There we go.
He's not.
The jealousy monster rearing its head.
Amy can't even look at me in the eyes anymore.
I know.
Eddie, there's a computer between us.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, enough of you two.
Okay.
Thank you. By the way, our 2018 iHeartRadio Music Festival, we're turning to the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, September 21st and 22nd. The exclusive Capital One pre-sale is going on right now. You can get your tickets before the public on sale, which is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific. But like Justin Timberlake, Fleetwood Mac, Jack White, Carrie Underwood, Gravity. Jason Aldean,
you make it.
Luke Bryan,
M-O-V-E. I love it, yeah, I love it.
Skinner. Get your tickets now or even tomorrow. iHeartRadio.com/tickets. Shawn Mendes and Logic's going to be there. I work hard every day, yay, yay. You know that one?
No.
Come on. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, well, what's wrong
with
you?
He's the
guy
with the tattoos all over his face?
No, that's 6ix9ine.
Well, see, I don't know.
Logic's the nerdy guy, looks like Harry Potter.
Oh, yes. I remember seeing him in one of the award shows.
And you're like, what's he doing?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like a hardcore rapper, but he's nerdy.
I mean, I don't know about hardcore, but he's a rapper.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, that's happening. It's September 21st and 22nd, the show, but the Capital One pre-sale right now. And the tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific. Okay. It's almost time for Will at Uber. And what we're going to Will at Uber is Lunchbox's pizza delivery business. So it's as if Lunchbox is asking Uber to be a pizza delivery person.
So you have your pizzas.
Yeah.
You're going to go outside. We're going to order a car. And you're going to say what?
Hey, man, I'm starting a pizza delivery business, and I need you to be my driver and get the pizzas there nice and fresh in good condition because I want this business to really take off.
Okay, so we have three pepperoni pizzas.
And he's your first employee. Like, it's a big deal.
Yeah, but just say, hey, you're like my first employee. Yeah. Like, I'm paying you.
Yeah.
I need you to get
Don't
there.
Screw up.
Yeah. And, yeah. By the way, I've had to take this off my Uber account because my rating is getting so low from this. That I can't order cars in other cities. Like, if I travel for work.
That's terrible. But funny.
All right, Lunchbox is out now as we do a Will It Uber. Lunchbox, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, good morning, man. This is pizza. Lunch is pizza.
So you've started a new business.
Yeah.
And you're going to ask the Uber driver to do what?
I'm going to say, hey, man, I started a new pizza business, and I need you to be my driver. So I need you to deliver these pizzas because my first customer order came in, and I want to get a good review on Yelp.
Okay. How far away is the car right now?
How far away is my boy Bradley? 1 minute away until Bradley arrives in his Toyota Prius.
Okay, so Bradley is the Uber. Lunchbox has...
Hey, guys, can you calm down the construction? Can you hear that? That's going to be really loud.
That's all right. We're good. He's
okay,
got three
sure
large pizzas, and he's going to ask the Uber driver to deliver them for him. Hey, Lunch, ask him to, like, go up to the door, too. Be like, hey, go up and knock on the door. They'll know you're coming.
Okay.
Like, embrace the pizza and say, ask if he'll wear a hat. Tell him you got a hat, a Lunchbox pizza hat. Ask him to put that on, too.
Okay. And then, yeah, I'm excited. Bradley seems like a nice guy according to his profile on the Uber. Oh, he's coming down right now. He's coming down right now.
We got Will It Uber.
Oh, yeah. He's in a blue little Toyota Prius. Here he comes. Yeah. He's rolling up right now.
All right. Here we go. Listening in.
Here we go. Here we go. He's all right, pulling over. Put the blinker on. There he is. There he is. There he is. All right. Here we go. Oh. Good job running, girl. Keep going.
Is he now
girl running.
Yelling at runners?
Oh, there's a girl running. Watch this. Here we go. Hold up.
How you doing, Matt? Bradley?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, man. Look. All right, look. I'm starting a pizza delivery business, okay? And you're going to be my employee. So they ordered the pizza from me. They're going to be my first customer. So I need you to get it there safe and sound. Don't eat any because they're going to give me a good review on Yelp, hopefully. But, yeah, I'm starting my own pizza business.
Okay.
You cool?
All right.
You good? All right, man. Hey.
Where are you going?
You're going to 111 Broadway. Just make sure you knock on the door. Do two knocks, and they'll know you're coming.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bradley. All right. Hey, man. And then if this business gets good, maybe I can give you a percentage.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, man.
And we're off.
Well, that seemed easy.
Hey, Bradley was excited. He was pretty pumped.
Okay.
Wow.
Let me hit this. We'll see if the pizza actually gets to Eddie.
I offered him a stake in my company.
No,
to
we
go
heard.
Good.
We heard a stake in your non-existent company. Yes. Okay. Hold on a minute. We'll come back. We'll see if it Ubers over to Eddie. Lunchbox, you okay? Hello? Well, that's ominous. We'll come back. Checking to see if the pizza would Uber. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Bones. I'm here.
Is the pizza guy looking for you?
No, I don't see him anywhere.
What?
So what happened is Lunchbox put three large pizzas in the back of his car and said, hey, will you Uber this over here? It's kind of a new pizza delivery business. And the guy drove off. And Eddie, you have nothing?
Nothing. I've been looking around, circling this place. Nothing.
Does it still show I'm driving?
Yeah, it's still driving.
Lunchbox, contact him here.
Oh, man.
He's probably looking for a door to knock on. Eddie's sitting in the gas station.
Yeah, he said that he had to knock twice or something. I don't know how he's going to do that.
Hit call on the phone.
Oh, contact. Call.
Don't put it on speaker.
I won't. Oh, it's calling.
We're seeing if it'll Uber. Lunchbox is calling.
It's ringing right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Bradley, my man. I was just calling to see if you got those pizzas delivered.
Customer's complaining.
Oh, yeah. He switched it on me. He went to the Exxon, so he should be there in a red Jeep. He said, I'm sorry. Yeah. He was at his house, but I guess he had to run out, so he's at the Exxon. Had to get some gas before work.
And he's hungry.
He's hungry. Pretty hungry, though. Yeah. So if you, he's
actually hangry.
Jeep.
He's hangry.
He may be even considered hangry. Do you see a red Jeep there?
Eddie, do you see a blue Prius?
Okay, he's the guy. His name's Eddie.
Eduardo.
Eduardo, actually, according to his profile on the new website.
Lunchtime.com.
All right, thank you so much.
Hey, tell him to knock on the car door twice.
Hey, knock on the car door twice, and he'll know it's you.
It's your pizza code.
All right, bye.
Okay, he's getting out of the car now.
Okay. We're Ubering these pizzas over to Eddie.
Eddie, make sure before he leaves, you have to check every box.
Oh, thanks for knocking. I appreciate that. Hey, man, I ordered these an hour ago.
Well, you might want to talk to Morgan, who just had an Uber.
Well, I mean, look, dude, the pizzas are cold and everything.
Yep. I don't want Pizza Hut.
Well, who is it? I didn't call Pizza Hut. I called pizza for lunch?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You work for them? You work for them?
I say, what's your name?
What's your name? You work for Pizza Hut?
How big old boy are you? Ask him that. How big old boy are you?
How big of a boy are you?
What do you mean?
How big of a boy are you?
What do you mean?
How big of a boy are you? How big are you? Like, how much do you weigh? No, I don't mean it like that. No, I mean like. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Anyone? I need to tip you. Hold on.
Ask him how much he deserves.
How much do you think you deserve on the tip?
I don't know.
Five good? Five spot? Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Pizza's a little cold, but you're nice. You're a nice guy. Thank you, man. Oh, he didn't like that question. Oh, boy. He did not like that question.
He didn't how big of old boy are you?
No, Bones. He did. He was going to kill me. I got scared there for a second.
How big of a boy was he, though?
He wasn't a small boy.
So
that's
what?
The problem.
So what happened though? Like, what did he do? He bow up at you?
He just said, "What do you mean? What do you mean?" And I said, "Oh, how big of a boy are you?" And he said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And I said, "No, nothing. Like, how much do you weigh?" He's like, "That's rude." And I'm like, "Oh, goodness."
Oh.
So that was no one nice. So I tipped him $5 though. He's good. Lunchbox, you should keep him.
He's hired.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Eddie sounds so mean when he talks to him though. He sounds like he's gonna fight him. Dude, why is my pizza cold?
He's playing the part, dude.
Woo! Yeah, dude.
All right, Eddie.
Yeah, he was hangry.
So will it Uber?
Will it Uber?
It Uber!
All right, Eddie, come on back in, brother. All right, there he is.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. That was funny.
Eddie just walked back in.
I'm still flustered.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. He looked at me like he wanted to kill me.
When you said how big old boy
are you? Didn't like that question.
Huh. There we go. Well, it did Uber, and you have yourself three pizzas.
Yes, they're nice and cold, too.
You taking them home?
Yeah, pepperoni
pan. Hey,
who
paid for those, Mike D? The company did? Hey, take them on.
I'll gladly take them.
Hey, wow.
Is that in exchange for the $5?
For the tip?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a steal. Okay. Three pepperoni pan pizzas for $5?
There
Wait,
you go.
Can I borrow four slices?
Borrow?
Two for my daughter, two for my son.
For after the show?
Oh my gosh, they'll be like in heaven.
Yeah, you can take a box.
If I show up and they get home from school and I have two pieces of pizza waiting.
I'm surprised that you let your kids eat pizza.
It's their favorite. You've heard it from their mouth.
I know, but you just are so anti-pizza.
I know.
And you're anti-bread, and you're anti-grease and microwave.
But I say, you know the whole 80% rule? They really do eat healthy the other half of the time. They love eggs.
80%'s not half.
That's more.
No, 80, so 20%. Like, the pizza's like the bad part.
Yeah.
Like, the pizza and some of the sweets that they like. But they love avocados and pineapple. They're good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Coming up in just a second, we're going to draw for one more dog.
All right.
Because... That's right. We've been doing.
We got the money, honey.
Is raising money to buy our military service dogs. They'll come back and they'll have PTSD or they'll have a brain injury or physically they're unable. So these service dogs cost $20,000 to train. And so what we've done is we, as in this room and the listeners of the show, have created a T-shirt, and the T-shirt's been selling. We don't keep any of the money, and we have $120,000 now. And each of us have a dog named after us, except for Lunchbox and Mike D. Because we've been drawing the names out daily. Lunchbox has even drawn the names himself. So one other person is going to get a dog named after them. It will either be Lunchbox or Mike D.
I still can't believe Mike D is even in the drawing.
He's always been in. You can't call him out now.
No, I called him out from the beginning.
Yeah, I didn't like that, though. So that being said, Lunchbox, do you want to do the drawing? Or do you want someone else to? It's up to you.
Ooh.
So...
Either way, you can't have an excuse.
I want to do the drawing.
You're going to draw.
Yeah,
okay.
But I want to see both names in that hat.
You got it. Mike D, will you plan it up?
Come on!
That's coming up in like 4 minutes. We'll do that. Thank you. Also,
Tomorrow night, I will be doing my Red Hoodie Comedy Tour in Charleston, South Carolina. They just released 20 tickets. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Also coming to Tampa, Fort Pierce, Washington, D.C., and Little Rock. So if you want to come, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Lunchbox, you ready?
I'm ready.
Next.
Bobby Bones is on.
All right, so at BobbyBones.com, we've had these Pimp and Joy shirts up. And if you're new to the show, Pimp and Joy is a message. And it just means, hey, if you can do good for somebody else, do good for somebody else. If you need to find the love inside of you first, find that love inside of you. And so we're able to use this message and help a lot of things. And what we've chosen this time is to help our military. They come back and there are physical injuries, there are brain injuries, there are PTSD, and they need service dogs. So we want to do what we can do as a show and as a group, B-Team and here in the studio. So every $20,000, we've been able to buy another dog because that's how much they cost. They're super expensive. And so $20,000, dog. And then we get to name the dog.
Yep.
So we had raised $100,000. Five of us have a dog named after us. Our producer, Raymundo, who's in the glass room.
Yeah!
So dumb.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Amy.
Hey.
Morgan number two.
Annoying. Yeah.
And myself. Now, I haven't drawn any of the names. Lunchbox has drawn some of the names.
Correct.
Little Big Town's drawn some of the names.
Yeah, Jimmy. He's on my...
Yeah, he picked me.
He's on the bad list.
So there are two names in the hat. Lunchbox.
Let me see them.
If your name is drawn, you get a dog named after you. Here you go. Grab them.
All right.
Here they are.
All right.
One of them says...
Go. Mike D.
Mike
oh
D.
Oh, my God. Oh.
No. This is a practice.
Hold on, Amy.
Lunchbox.
Okay.
Right. Okay,
there it
okay.
Is.
Put them back in there.
Sorry.
So they're both in there.
They're both in there.
Oh, my
Mike
gosh.
D.
Now, you're going to reach in. Let me make sure that you haven't messed with them.
I folded them the exact same way. I didn't put any gum on mine or anything like that.
Okay, let me get the drum roll ready. Lunchbox.
Come on.
You're drawing now.
I am so going to be mad at myself. If I draw dumb Mike D.
Why's he got to be dumb?
No, if I don't
he's
draw
actually
him,
pretty
if
smart.
If I draw him, he's dumb Mike D. If I don't draw him, he's awesome Mike D. So that's what my...
This is what I'd like for you to do. Draw the name and then hand it to Amy.
Oh!
Because I don't want you calling anything like, calling the fake name.
Oh, dear.
Draw the name. Don't look at it.
I would never call no fake name. You don't know me.
Draw the name. I've known you for 15 years.
Come on.
And then hand it to Amy. Don't look at it.
My hands are sweating.
All right, he's reaching into the hat.
Palms are sweaty.
Your knees are weak. Spaghetti.
All right, Lunchbox is drawing.
I got it.
Now don't look at it.
I got it.
Hand it to Amy.
Amy, do not.
Okay.
Do not.
I mean, I can't. Lunchbox,
don't
all
change
I can do
that
is
name.
Read. I can't.
Come on.
Oh, dear.
There's a.
Oh, dear.
There's a. Don't, Amy, don't say what it is. There's a 50% chance it's Lunchbox.
Opened. I can't even.
Come on, Amy!
Mike D.
Oh!
And it is after Dan and Shay.
Oh!
There were two names in the hat. Lunchbox has drawn one of them.
Oh, come on.
If it's his name, a service dog gets named after him. If it's not, one gets named after Mike D.
And can I tell you how I drew?
Yeah.
So I grabbed the first name, and I said, nah, first name ain't it. Moved it out of the way, and I grabbed the second name. Because I was like... The first one you grab is always wrong, so you've got to go with the second. That was my philosophy.
So why is it so important to you to have a dog named after you?
Because I am the most important person on the show, and so it would make no sense to do this whole fundraiser and have all these dogs and not even have the most important member of the show have a dog named after him. We have side people that are getting dogs named after them.
A side person.
A la Morgan number two and Raymundo.
You're my side person, Morgan number two. Do you know that?
Good to know.
Well, she's like a spare part.
Oh, wow. Like a spare
part. Like if a tire goes flat, you call on Morgan number two.
Uh-huh.
Or Raymundo. They're not the main wheels driving the car. They're there just in case something goes wrong.
I don't think you know what they do, but that's okay. Are we ready to read out who's the last
Amy, name? Come on.
Ready to read the last name. Amy, are you ready?
Amy, do not have excitement if it's Mike D. You better be disappointed.
All right, Amy, the next dog, the last dog, together, the listeners of this show,
yes,
have raised $120,000 to buy service dogs for our military. The last dog.
Come on!
Will be named.
Come on! Oh, no. You've got to be kidding me.
It will be named.
You've got to be kidding me.
Lunchbox.
Yeah! Yeah! Yes! 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 Yes!
roof, 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 roof. Woo!
All right, buddy.
Mike D, you're awesome, dude.
Oh, woof, yeah, woof, there it is. Woof, woof, woof. You're awesome. Mike D, sorry you did not get a dog named after you.
Ugh. It's all good. As long as we got five dogs, it's awesome.
That's ugh. Right. We have
it's a good
six,
attitude,
wait,
Mike
D. We have six
D.
dogs, don't we? $120,000 is six dogs.
Woo!
We had seven names in that. Yours is the only one that didn't get picked.
Now, we raise another 20.
I'm not asking for any. We're way above our goal.
I know. I'm just saying it could happen.
Okay. Thank you. Lunchbox, congratulations,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, man. It feels good.
Does it?
Save the best for last. That's what they say.
All right. Tomorrow.
That is what they say.
Tomorrow, a couple lucky winners will win a full expense-paid trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival. So listen tomorrow. We're going to give it to you. It could be you that wins, as a matter of fact. And lots of people there. Justin Timberlake, Carrie Underwood, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Leonard Skinner, Sam Smith, Kelly Clarkson. The festival is going to be huge. And tomorrow, we give away some trips. All expenses paid. Lunchbox, since your name was drawn, you cannot win.
Oh, man.
I know. So, congratulations on your dog, though, buddy.
Woo! It's a good day.
There it is. It is a good day.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There is a woman named Florine, and she's been donating blood since World War II.
Wow.
Can I get a shout out for Florine? Because, and this story is making the news, because she's so close to people at her local blood bank. She went in to donate just before her 97th birthday, and the staff there threw her birthday party.
You can still get a needle into someone's vein at 97?
Yeah. Her blood, yeah. So if you're receiving blood, does it matter? Like, do you want it from like a young? Does it matter?
I don't know.
From a 97.
But
I
wonder about that.
Discriminatory?
No, me either.
Discriminatory.
I'm the least discriminatory person you ever met. But listen to this. Here's what I wonder.
What?
One, if you get someone's blood and they're old, or you get someone's organ. But what about this? Let's just say I get someone pregnant, right? What if I had a really bad couple days of eating and my body's all blah?
Yeah, I know.
How do we not know that my sperm isn't bleh?
They do say that could be the case. Now studies are coming out that like the kind of shape you're in when you conceive could directly affect your baby.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah, you should.
And not even so much the conceiving, just getting some, you know what I mean?
I thought we were specifically talking about you conceiving.
Well, yeah, all that. But no, that's a thing though, you know what I mean?
Because, you know, isn't there that thing where you can like get blood from young children or babies to stay young?
That's a thing, but I think only the Real Housewives do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's my good news.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Congratulations to Lunchbox, who gets the final service dog named after him.
Oh.
We drew it this morning.
Yeah.
And thanks to our listeners, because we've been able to raise $120,000 because of you through Pimp and Joy in order to get six service dogs for our military who come back from overseas, which is really going to help out a lot of families. So we would not be able to do any of this, the show, raise the money that we raise together without you. So we appreciate you as a show, too. That's right. So I have some stuff here I want to talk about. Number one is the raccoon that we talked about earlier, who climbed up the Minnesota skyscraper.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me that a raccoon can put his claws in concrete and climb up an entire 23-story building. The raccoon, now known as NPR Raccoon, in honor of the Minnesota Public Radio employees who spotted the critter scaling the skyscraper, became an instant social media star as everybody watched. What if it would have fallen, though? Because everybody was tweeting this.
Oh,
I know.
So
sad.
It made me nervous because it wasn't a TV show. They didn't have the ending controlled. We were just watching.
Yeah.
They trapped it and then released it to the wild. They fed it, gave it water. I just wonder if the raccoon was freaked out at all. He's up 10 stories and he's in the window still. I wonder if he's going, hey, it's a great day. Or if he's like, oh my goodness, I'm 10 stories up.
Like, how'd I get up here?
Netflix to stream more interactive shows. So remember those books when we were kids, the Choose Your Own Adventure? You'd read a chapter and it would go, if you want to go to the hallway, go to page 32. If you want to jump off the side of the cave,
and you go
to page 41. Netflix is going to do TV shows like that.
Huh.
Netflix is going to roll out these basic TV show games, basically playable TV shows. The initial title is going to be a Minecraft one, and it could be released as a five-part series later in 2018. But you kind of pick where you go, and it does it, and you see how you end up.
Wow.
It's all going to be a virtual. Our lives are going to be a virtual experience in 20 years. Like, what do you want?
That's it? Just 20?
Yeah, maybe quicker.
Oh,
like,
wow.
We're all going to be wearing those goggles?
You won't need to.
just gonna be
eyeballs. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
By the way, Lil Tay is coming back as a new character. You know the 9-year-old that I'm fascinated with who's a rapper? She's like, Lil Tay, mother, beep, beep.
I saw you tweet or retweet Mike D about it, but I didn't understand what it was.
Lil Tay is the 9-year-old rapper who's like, you guys don't even know. And she has all the cash and she sits on cars.
No.
And they found out she's not real, which I didn't think she was real anyway.
So you mean somebody put her together?
Her brother did.
That's kind of funny.
But she had millions and millions of followers.
Wow.
Do I have a Lil Tay clip to play them? Because Lil Tay's my favorite rapper.
Okay, yeah.
Lil Tay.
She's 9, and she raps about hardcore stuff. But she's going to come back as a new character. George H.W. Bush became the first former U.S. president to turn 94 years old.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter will also be 94 coming up, but he's the first president to turn 94. Yeah.
Well, now it's a competition.
Is it? I think they both won.
Well, who's gonna be the first to get to 95?
Do you want to live that old?
Yeah, I think so. I just depends on my quality of life at 95. My husband's grandfather lived till 97, I think, and he was doing great. At 95, I think he married us. Like, it's pretty amazing.
The trailer for the new Dumbo live-action movie, because they're making Dumbo with real animals and people.
Whoa, really?
Whoa. Yeah, I guess
that sounds dangerous.
3 million views on Twitter in less than 24 hours. It's a Tim Burton movie. It comes out March 2019. And Colin Farrell and Danny DeVito star in the movie. But yeah, it's a Dumbo. It's already made.
Wow.
But yeah, Dumbo the movie.
That's a sad movie. The original one.
I don't remember it.
He's just always picked on. Yeah, because he had big ears.
But he's an elephant.
Yeah, I know, but still, he has feelings too, man.
I got a big head.
So you know how he feels.
Yeah.
You and Dumbo, get it.
You're like Dumbo.
I was like, listen, that's where the song, we did a kid song called Big Head Bobby. That's where it comes from, because I got made fun of because my head was so big as a kid. They used to take paper wads. This is what Mountain Pine Junior High was like.
Oh, my gosh, your head was the target.
What would they do?
Oh, no, no.
No, no, no.
Worse.
Even worse.
They would take a hoodie. Everybody put hoodies on, and they put the hoodie on, and they fill it up with paper wads and walk around going, I'm Bobby Bones.
Oh.
That's right.
And I'd be like, oh, man. Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
But you being you, you made like a funny story out of it.
Yeah, me being me, I went home and felt terrible about it. Yeah. I would laugh about it in front of them, and then I'd go home and just feel miserable.
Ugh.
Wow.
What's up?
That sucks, dude. You're the Dumbo.
I'm the Dumbo.
He was the Dumbo of Mountain Pine.
Yeah.
You want to hear Lil Tay?
You know what it is? Lil Tay just got a brand new Jaguar. This car cost me $130,000. Y'all throw and hating on me, but that ain't changing nothing. I'm still going to be rich.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe you don't know her songs.
Mm-mm.
Or her one song. What about Catch Me Outside, Girl?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know her songs, though?
No. Mm-mm.
Man, you guys aren't even fans like I am. These kids are funny.
Have you seen Catch Me Outside Girl's rival?
You talking about, what's her name?
Whoa.
Whoa Katie or whatever?
Yes. Oh my, she's awesome.
I shouldn't know this stuff. What's her name?
Yeah, how do you know this?
Huh? Whoa, Ashley?
What world is all this stuff in?
I don't know, dude.
Whoa Vicky.
That's what it is.
Oh my goodness, yeah. You guys.
So what, they're beefing?
Oh yeah.
They got into a fist fight.
A it's fist great. Fight.
On Dr. Phil or okay, where?
No. And Lil Tay was in one of these fights.
Get out of here. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yes. This is
Lil
terrible.
Tay's 9.
I should have no interest in this. Yeah. A little more Lil Tay.
Money way. Run off like an essay. Okay. Need 10 back. I'm like, okay. I be shooting off rockets. Call me Hussein. Lil Tay. Money way. Lil Tay. Money way. Lil Tay.
Yeah.
Bones. Oh, 9-year-olds saying bad words like that? Mm.
That's funny.
No.
What's the word, though, really?
Like a word. Maybe they're just beeping it out. Maybe she's not really saying bad words.
No, we beeped it. It's pretty bad.
Oh, you beeped it? Oh, she says
it. Oh, I thought that, like, her brother beeped it. And he's like, just say cookies. I'll beep it.
You're like, it's just a word. No, it's pretty bad.
What? She really is? Oh, yeah, wow.
But she doesn't exist anymore. They cut that character.
Well, shit, who's her new character?
I can't wait. They don't know yet. She had millions of followers on Instagram. I look at this website where it talks about what happened today in music history. And sometimes there are good ones. Today in music history, 1997. These two songs came out. How Do I Live by LeAnn Rimes. How do I live without you? And How Do I Live by Trisha Yearwood. How do I live without you? Totally confusing. So what happened was they were making Con Air and they went to LeAnn Rimes and said, hey, we want you to record this song for the movie. How do I live without you? I want you. And then they went to Trisha Yearwood instead. And they go, I know. How do I live without you? So Leanne Rimes recorded it, shot a video for it, put it in Wheels in Motion as a single, and they both had it then. Trisha Yearwood's for the movie.
Okay.
And Leanne Rimes, who had been approached about it earlier, had already had it ready to go.
Yikes.
So they both put it out.
Wow.
And they never fought about it publicly. They didn't want to do press and talk bad about each other. They were absolutely frustrated over the situation. Both singers, get this, received Grammy nominations for Best Country Female Vocal Performance for that song.
That's incredible.
So they both were up for the Grammy for the same exact song.
Right? Who is?
How do
well,
I yeah, who won?
It was, the first time in Recording Academy history that two different artists were nominated for the same song. Now, here are the Grammys. Let's say, ladies and gentlemen, Leanne Rimes. So Leanne Rimes comes out and performs, and then right afterward, they're giving the award away. So Leanne Rimes comes out. And they give the award right after Leanne Rimes' performance to Trisha Yearwood.
Oh,
man, I missed this scandal back in 97.
Oh, wait, in 10th grade?
Yeah.
Wasn't what all the kids
probably
were talking about?
High school. Probably wasn't really worried about
I remember both of
that.
Them having the song, but I didn't know it was a scandal. I thought it was weird, but...
I only, if you were to tell me that right now and tell me who sang it, I would say Leanne Rimes. I don't think I ever knew there was two versions.
Yearwood won the Grammy the following year in 1998.
Wow.
So, commercially... Leanne Rimes was the bigger song because it went over to pop.
I agree.
It saturated everything. Inside of country and critically, Trisha Yearwood's version did more. Isn't that crazy though? Same song, same time, same movie, switch it up.
Same Grammy.
So all that, Leanne, you perform it, Trisha, you get the award. That's all them trying to make it all cool, right?
No, I think it's Leanne Rimes is because of the saturation in all the marketplace.
Yeah.
Is the bigger get to perform that song because more people know her singing.
Okay, correct.
Oh.
So they have her up not knowing who's going to win because when you book your guests, you don't really know who's going to win the award.
Oh, wow.
And then it turns out, plot twist.
That's crazy.
Trisha Yearwood wins. Isn't that crazy? How about that? Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good today in history.
How about that?
How about that? Let's talk to Jamie in Arkansas. Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
What's happening?
Oh my gosh, my heart is beating so fast. So I just started a really long hour and a half commute every day, and my friend is asking me how I got through it, and I was telling her, well, I listen to the Bobby Bones show every morning, but I have to switch through three stations.
So where are you driving from, and where are you driving to?
Fort Smith to Bentonville, Arkansas.
Okay, so you're listening to us on Fort Smith station, on Fayetteville station?
It's MAG.
Yeah.
Is the second one?
Yeah, K-Mag.
The first one, yes.
Yeah.
The first one I don't listen to very long. And then the second one, and then I switch to Kix.
Well, I appreciate
wow.
that.
Thank
you.
Commute.
Thank you very much. Very kind of you to do so. Thank you. Tell you what, can we mail Jamie a book? I got a book coming out Tuesday. I'm anxious to give some of these away.
Oh my gosh, it's my birthday.
It's your birthday today?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will send you. I have a new book coming out Tuesday, and I will send you one. I'll mail you one today and sign it for you if you want it. If not, that's okay, too.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Hold on 1 second. We'll get that for you. I do feel weird now because I'm having to give the book to people. Like, I have to write a note and go, here's my book. But I don't expect anybody to read it. But it's a weird gift to go, I'm gifting you something you have to supposedly spend a week of your life reading.
I can see how that's a little
it's
weird.
It's weird. I didn't want to give it to anybody. They ask me for it.
Okay, so you're just doing it and getting it over with?
I'm just doing it. I'm just signing. It's for people that I care about.
Yeah.
But I don't want them to feel like they have to read my book.
Mm-hmm. You're like, here's me.
Yeah, it's just like, here's...
You're welcome.
Here's my theory to how to get ahead.
Yeah.
You know?
You need this.
Funny.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. Raymundo says, though, he's been inspired by my book. Huh, Ray?
Yeah.
You haven't even read it yet.
Well, it inspired me to... make a reunion with people in my life that I haven't talked to in years.
Oh, the first chapter of my book is me meeting my biological father, which I haven't seen in 30 years.
Yeah.
And so...
So who's right?
Yeah, who is it? Is it like your brother?
No. One of my buddies from college ended up losing touch. It was before Instagram and Twitter and all that, and he changed his phone number. I haven't talked to the guy in 12 years.
Yeah, that's still, that's a thing.
No, Bobby met his biological dad, and he met a buddy from college.
Yeah.
No, this is the first step. Ray says he's been encouraged to reach out to
his
other
friend.
People.
Yeah, his buddy from college. They used to get drunk together.
Raymundo, why is Eddie giving you a hard time? I think it's great.
I do, too.
He's still somebody I really want to talk to. Same thing with Bones. And I just thought, man, there's a better time. It's got to be right now. Bones went and did something he didn't think he'd do. I'll reach out. We had a falling out, honestly.
There you go. Oh,
and okay. I said, man, this dude lives in the Houston area. I want to see a Facebook, something, the help of the internet. I can talk to this dude again. 12 years.
And how long did you know him before you guys stopped talking?
All through our college days, man.
So, 4 years?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We were both bros.
Some people met some of their closest friends
absolutely.
In college.
My best friend, Courtney,
yeah, that's right.
Is a dude. And we met a freshman year in the dorm. And I was like, oh, man, the dorm. I don't know anybody. And he made fun of me. Just terribly. Let me tell you a story here. I go to college, right? No way my family graduated high school, much less went to college. Mm-hmm. So I'm the first kid to graduate high school. You know, people are proud of me in my hometown. I'm going to college, kind of smart. You know, I feel like people had some real hope for me. And so I'm going to college and I'm motivated, obviously. I get there. I didn't come from money. I didn't have a coat. And so I get there and the only coat that I had was my high school Letterman jacket. I can't afford a coat.
Which was a big deal that you had one.
Oh, are you kidding me? It was awesome.
Oh, boy. This is going to be sad.
No, all I'm wearing is my... I'm in college.
You show up to college.
Why are you being haters off?
Wow, man.
Amy, I couldn't afford a coat.
No, I feel for you. I'm trying to just push the story to where, I'm making it clear.
I go to college.
Yeah, he's in college. This is a high school jacket.
And it's cold. And it's either not have a coat... or wear my high school jacket. Mm. And to be honest with you, it didn't even pop into my head. Who cares what kind of jacket somebody's wearing as long as they're warm? So I go in and wear my Mountain Pine Letterman jacket. 3-year Letterman, by the way. Kind of proud of that.
Yes,
I'm like, these people
be.
At college, not only do they not know I can't afford another coat, but they'll probably be like, dang, the dude was a baller in high school.
Oh, boy.
So I'm wearing it, and this chump named Courtney was like, what's up with that sweet high school jacket? And I was like, yeah, exactly. It is sweet, huh? Look at me, wide receiver. He's like, no, dude, we're in college. We don't wear high school jackets. And I was like, oh. What do you mean we don't wear high? He's like, only losers wear high school jackets. He was like, I was all state as a quarterback. I'm here playing football in college. I don't wear my jacket. And I was like, oh, but I, okay. So I went to, for like the next month or so, I just wore a t-shirt in the winter.
And you were cold?
And I was cold.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Those stories hurt my heart.
Courtney couldn't even let you borrow something?
Courtney.
After he was going to. Put you down?
Well, then we became best friends.
Yeah, I know.
Well, knowing him now, I totally see him saying that to you.
Yeah, I mean,
straight up.
Then he was my dude, and I was just like, "What do you mean?" Because I was genuinely wondering, like, "What do you mean we don't wear?" And this is the only jacket I have.
Yeah, I like how you're like, "Yeah, thanks, dude. Sweet jacket. I know."
I literally went to college with 2 pair of pants and about 9 shirts and a jacket, and I was like, "This is what do you mean?" I just didn't understand. And so once he told me, I realized I wasn't cool, and then I was like, "Okay, I gotta." Just be cold, I guess. So I would run to classes so I wouldn't be cold
stay
outside.
Warm.
Yeah. No, not to stay, just to get there.
Oh, just
to not be outside. Yeah, look at me. Look at me now. Now I brought a coat today. I got my own. I got like 4 coats now.
Yeah, you do.
Don't tell me I can't make it.
And they're all sweet.
Fail until you don't.
That's right.
Get all your coats.
Boom.
So I should have called it parentheses. Got a new coat. Fail until you don't. Dang.
Look at that Letterman jacket.
You didn't like that?
You still have it?
I do. I still have it. It means a lot to me.
I'm sure it does, yeah.
It means a lot to me because it was hard. I think church helped me pay for it, to be honest with you, because it was a leather jacket. Like, everybody got them on the team, and I don't think I could pay for all of it. And I think church helped me get the jacket. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, I can see that.
What's up?
They're expensive. Hey,
man. You do you.
What?
Did you have a bunch of patches on there, too?
There are patches, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lunchbox, did you not just hear him explain the whole story?
I just want to make sure that he had, like... At college, did you show Courtney? Hey, man, but look at this patch, man. I got it for district runner-up.
Well.
Were any of your patches for, Quiz Bowl?
If you put Quiz Bowl on your jacket.
No.
If you put Quiz Bowl on your jacket, you are the biggest loser of all time.
Quiz Bowl didn't have patches.
Thank goodness.
Wow.
Okay.
I was an all-district and all-conference baseball player, and I was an okay football player, so they had patches for those. But there was no Quiz Bowl.
What did you think about... This is going back to high, people that wore band. They got patches for band. Get out of here!
Music notes.
That's what they did.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you achieve something, you get something.
Lunchbox, you ran cross country.
Yes, band. You don't get a letter jacket for band.
Okay. Why not?
Oh, get out of here! Okay, next we're gonna give them out for honor roll.
I think they had those too.
You should.
Yeah. I was an honor student, so I got a. I did get a bar.
Yeah, there you go. Oh yeah, you had the little bars on the letter. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, Lunchbox. When I did yoga last night, I was thinking about you. I wonder if you still do yoga anymore.
Yeah.
You do, even with the kids?
Yeah, not as much. In fact, when I'm there, sometimes the yoga instructors are like, Amy, it's so good to see you. We're happy you're here. But so I used to go all the time, but now I'm like once a week.
Oh, that's still a good amount. I haven't been in a few months, but I went last night and I was cursed because I was put right behind a really attractive female.
Oh, cursed.
I'm not trying to have that in yoga class. Because I went and set my mat up. I'm not trying to creep on anybody in any workout room or class.
So you were set up first? Yeah, I was set up first.
I get there early. I get everywhere early.
Yeah.
So I'm there and I got my mat and I'm not in the front row. I get in the middle because I don't want to be in the front or the back. I like to be just trapped so people don't really pay attention to me. And then she sets up right in front of me. I don't know what you call her, a woman or a girl. She's probably like 28 to 33.
It's a woman, man.
Okay, well, this woman.
Girl.
Yeah, I'd be like, this girl was.
Yeah.
It's a woman.
Well, whatever
I
the
know,
case.
I know, but.
What?
I don't know. It just feels weird to be
so
like,
that was her yoga.
A woman.
Great.
Yeah, you were watching, right?
So you were impressed.
I was trying not to so hard.
Well, I get that, Bones.
And I didn't. And there were mirrors everywhere. I was just.
Everywhere you turned.
I know.
Here.
I couldn't help it. She was everywhere. So at the end of it, I was just looking at the ground. There's a stretch. I was trying to get my stretch on, trying to get my yoga on.
Did you get a number?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't talk to her. What am
Did
I going to do?
Get her number?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, you're single. You're like ready to mingle.
Yeah, hey, did you grab some of her sweat? Maybe send it into 23andMe. Okay. Get some data.
It's not Jurassic Park,
what?
Dude.
What are you talking about?
Well, that way you can find out her genetics.
Stop. He's trying to be funny, like Eddie. And he's really grasping at things now.
No,
that was a stretch.
Oh, speaking of stretching, right? Yeah, got him. So
okay.
That was it. So I did the class, and the teacher. This is what was annoying as me.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am. I'm trying to do good yoga. I feel pressure because this woman, lady, girl's right in front of me.
Yeah. Woman, lady, girl.
So the teacher keeps coming over to me and using me as an example of ways not to do it.
Oh.
I'll do my thing and she's like, move your hips. No, it's a woman, lady, girl. Okay. She's in the class too. And so the woman, lady, girl's like grabbing my hips and like, no, you should do it this way, everyone. And so people are looking at me being adjusted. And then there's a dude next to me. It's like smirking also.
Because he's awesome at it.
Yeah, he's awesome at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so. Then she would go to the class and she would talk to me, but through the whole class. So she'd be on the other side of the room and she would say, now listen, if you're not able to bend your back in a certain way, don't. But I knew she was talking to me through the class.
You're just self-conscious thinking that she's talking to you.
No, I don't care about self-conscious.
Okay.
I don't care about that. I care about trying to get my yoga. I'm trying to be a good yogurt. You know what I mean? That's all.
Yogi.
Yeah.
So,
Go ahead.
You're going to hit up that class again thinking that same girl might be there?
I don't do that.
Do what?
You don't
go after fate? Like, you don't follow your dreams?
Yeah, you love that movie, Serendipity.
And you know what? Serendipity didn't chase it. Wrote in the book.
That's true.
You know what?
Nowadays, everyone's like, yeah, we met on Bumble. We met on whatever. Dude, this is like, yeah, we met at yoga class.
I don't have.
She was this like young lady girl woman.
Do you have a story already?
Yeah.
I don't. First of all, I don't even know who she was. Secondly, I don't have the nerve.
What color hair?
To talk.
Brown.
She was blonde.
Well, no, but kind of like black roots, but blonde on the.
Okay, like ombre, like I do. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, no, there's nothing to say. There's no story about. There's no misconnection.
Are blessed in a little
you
bit.
You think
though.
You'd recognize her if you saw her out in street clothes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if she tweeted you?
I'd be like, what up?
That's what I'm saying. So, all right, was she in a tank top?
I'm not playing this game.
No, really, what was she wearing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How much do you remember? Do you remember what she was wearing?
Watch this. Answer the question.
How much do you know what kind of...
Everything.
Like, down to the brand of the pants.
Hold on, wait. Eddie, what are you saying?
You're going to know everything about it. Like, what? Amy's going to ask you the question.
Why?
Because you are so into her. I know you were.
No, no, no.
I can tell. Look at your face.
I don't know.
I'm not playing this game. This is the stupidest game I've ever.
Bobby's
Amy,
like,
ask the questions.
Lululemon.
Yeah, Lululemon. She had tight yoga pants.
I'm not
matching top.
That's not the point of this whole segment.
Green shoes.
No shoes. It's yoga.
Yeah, Eddie, come on.
But I know that, like, this is the thing with, like, really attractive people. One day I'd like to be really attractive. Because I can't imagine.
Do you wear your glasses during yoga? Hot yoga? Were you sweating?
The first time I ever did.
They get foggy.
But now I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, dorky. I felt the first time I did hot yoga.
You're all, like, picking them up with your finger.
And I couldn't see. I was like wiping them with my. I'm done with this segment.
What kind of car did she get in when she left?
I don't know.
No, you know.
You followed her.
What was she driving?
I don't know.
What's that license plate?
Guys, I don't even try anymore. Golly.
Okay.
I'm done with this. Can I hit the second?
Does she have any tattoos?
I didn't see any tattoos, no. I tried,
I didn't see any tattoos.
I tried not to look. I'm telling you. I tried as hard as I could not to look at ever. Eventually, I was
but
like.
But you couldn't avoid it because there was mirrors
I
everywhere.
I couldn't avoid it.
And she was right in front of you. I mean.
It was like gray pants.
Yeah.
What color nail polish?
Eye color?
You guys are stupid. I'm done with this segment. I've been trying to be done with this. Anyway, I don't even know what my point of this whole thing was. Even
you found love at a yoga place.
No, even if you're uncomfortable, you should just, I don't know. I gotta pee. All right. Yeah, today's Flag Day. Do you guys know that?
No.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I love Flag Day.
Red, white, and blue, baby.
That's right.
Today's National Flag Day. Let's do easy Flag Day trivia. Ooh.
I like this.
Amy, are you ready? Question number one.
Ready.
How many stars were on the original flag?
13.
Ooh. Wow.
That was quick.
She came hard with that. That is correct. There it is.
Good job, Amy.
Thanks, guys.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
How many stripes on the American flag right now are white?
Oh, dear.
Excuse me?
How many stripes on the flag are white?
25.
What?
Okay, you're not even close.
I thought there was 50
I'd
stripes.
I'd expect you to be like maybe one
stripes.
Off.
Hold on. Eddie, hold on. Excuse
okay.
me. Hold on a second. Let me hear what he's saying.
Go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I mean, there's 50 states, so why not 50 stripes?
The logic's there.
I mean, that's the only thing
but
I got.
50 is the stars.
Oh, then I have no idea how many stripes there are.
I believe there are 13 stripes.
I think that the stars used to be the 13, and then the stripes
Oh, so they flipped it on me. See?
No, there were never 50 stripes.
The stars used to be in a circle, I think.
There are 6 white stripes on the American flag. I'm sorry.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
Who is credited with designing the first flag?
Oh, Betsy Ross.
That is correct.
Good one. Man, Ooh. That's about all I had in my head, so I don't know what question's coming next, but I don't know it.
Today is Flag Day. Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah, I know this. Francis Scott Key.
Ooh, show me Francis Scott Key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Amy.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
The 50th star added to the American flag represents what?
A state.
Which state?
Oh. Well, you said what does it represent? It represents a state.
What does it represent specifically?
Oh, man. Well, there's only 2 states I can think of. Well, no, Puerto Rico is not a state. It's either Hawaii or Alaska.
What was the 50th state?
We'll just go. I think Hawaii's farther away, so we'll pick Hawaii. Yeah!
Wow.
Good job.
Woo!
Good guess.
Man, you guys give me some tough ones.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, who knew white stripes?
Your voice all right over there?
I mean.
With the white. Okay. Eddie.
Yeah.
It's a band.
What famous nickname was given to the flag by Sea Captain William Driver?
Yes. The old Sea Captain. He named it Old Glory.
Oh,
correct.
Hey.
Yeah.
Good one.
Amy and Eddie are tied at 2. This is a tiebreaker. Lunchbox, you're out.
What?
Sorry, Lubby.
You've been eliminated.
Did we just write it down?
Hardest question ever.
Buzz in with your name.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I hate
if
this.
You guys both miss it, I'm back in.
The Star Spangled Banner was written during a battle during which U.S. war? Is it? By the way, I don't have an answer.
Oh,
Eddie!
You have a multiple choice?
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
Did you yell Eddie?
No, I said Amy.
She did yell Eddie.
Yeah, she yelled Eddie.
That you British Eddie? Are coming.
I feel like
Eddie?
I know
go
this.
Go ahead. She yelled your name.
Thank you, Amy, for yelling my name. I'm going to go with the Battle of Gettysburg.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
No, I believe it's the War of 1812.
That's what I had.
All right, here we go. Tiebreaker.
Am I back in?
No.
Oh.
Tiebreaker number 2. Yell your name. What's the color of the first stripe?
Eddie.
Eddie.
Red.
Red. There it is. There it is.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. All I Do Is Win.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Start tallying up those streaks.
Yeah.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Oh man, this story is definitely just a PSA. If you see an oversized exhaust pipe, don't stick your head in it and see if it'll fit. Because I watched this video, I probably watched it like a couple times the last day or so, because this girl was at a music festival, she saw the oversized exhaust pipe coming out of a truck, and she was like, huh, wonder if my head will fit. She stuck her head in there. The fire department had to get called, and they had to cut the pipe off and then remove her head. The video's all over Facebook. And honestly, it just looks exhausting.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Amy.
Couple things. I saw the video, too. It's a humongous exhaust pipe. Yeah. I also would wonder if my head can fit. Now, I probably wouldn't stick my head in, but to say I wouldn't wonder would be a lie. So she sticks her head in. And then I think about her.
One, she's probably drunk, right? If I'm just assuming.
And she got a ticket for underage drinking.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, all the things.
First of all, things are making bad decisions happen. But then I go, think about that moment when you stick your head in and you decide, well, I'm going to pull it out now and show everybody my head did fit. And as you're pulling it out, it goes, and it won't come out. And you're like, oh, my God. And do you sober up immediately? Do you go, oh.
Because
I don't.
Question.
I've never been drunk. I don't know how quickly you sober up if something happens to you. What do you think, Eddie?
I think you sober up pretty quick, for sure. I mean, you start freaking out.
If you're scared of small spaces.
Yeah. That's a small space.
You're trapped in a tailpipe.
Your head, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that girl. And forever, she'll be the tailpipe girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what else?
Oh, well, speaking of drinking, I have the best place to eat. If you've had a little too much, America has spoken, and they voted on the top spot.
Let me play this game.
Okay.
I bet you get it.
I bet you it's either, depending regionally, Waffle House.
Ooh, good one.
Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Because you also have to go with the hours they're open. Oh. So it's going to be like an IHOP, a Waffle House, a Taco Bell. I mean, those are the three. Does anyone want to add one?
I mean, I'm not going 24-hour route. I'm going Chili's.
No, yeah, but I mean, it has to be.
You're not drunk.
It has to be 24 hours. Denny's.
Eddie's like, Ruth's Chris Dickens.
Yeah. Interesting you bring that up.
P.F. Chang's.
What do you got?
Well, Taco Bell is at number one.
It
Bobby,
is.
All those made the list,
they
by
did.
The way. Your IHOP, your Waffle House, your Denny's, and McDonald's. But Taco Bell was the number
McDonald's
one
made
spot.
It, huh?
Mm-hmm. It was the number two.
Good on them.
And when you are drinking and you've had too much, heads up, we consume about 775 extra calories. From eating, because you like think you're hungry all of a sudden.
And you don't know.
And you eat the bad stuff.
Well, you know, I've been a vegetarian now for 48 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you feel?
A little bloated,
yeah.
To be honest
with you.
Well,
you can get a bean burrito from Taco Bell and be vegetarian.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I had broccoli with vegan chicken last night. I don't even know what it was.
Hey,
vegan
what,
chicken?
What's a vegan chicken? Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a plant-based...
That sounds
something that's
impossible.
Like, it's just put in the form of a chicken.
Sorry. It says vegan chicken strips.
Oh, okay.
Something mashed together to look like a chicken strip.
And it kind of if you told me it was bad meat, I would go, okay, it is.
Oh, so it didn't taste like a good chicken.
It tastes like a bad chicken, but a bad chicken's better than no chicken, if you ask
Interesting.
Me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I had a hamburger last night that wasn't a hamburger that tasted just like a hamburger.
Y'all should just go for real hamburgers.
I know.
Or real chicken strips.
And I have no reason to be being a vegetarian now.
But you're liking it.
No. I'm not hating it. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just seeing what happens. See if anything happens to my body. You know, I'm trying to get rid of the little pooch.
Oh, how long are you going for this?
Oh, my goodness.
What's your goals? Like, just 72 hours?
Yeah, I'm about 48 hours.
Last time you went vegetarian, you did it for like 3 months.
But I had a girlfriend that was vegetarian.
Oh.
Yeah. Now it's just kind of
You have Mike D.
Yeah, Mike D is basic.
It's like a girlfriend.
You know what you call herself? The Veggie Boys.
Oh, boy.
That's right. I
forgot. We talked about this.
How did I forget that?
I know. Because he's vegan. Mike D straight up vegan. And but Mike D went vegetarian.
Mike D, what do your parents think about that?
Well, you have to understand, though, Mike D did this because he lost 120 pounds.
Like, Eddie.
He changed his lifestyle.
I know, dude, but we're Mexican. Like,
he can have tortillas.
He writes segments for the show and is the quietest man in radio. From Waxahachie, Texas, Mike D.
Well, they knew it was for health reasons, so they don't give me too much.
They're not like, come on, here, eat some fajitas.
My dad does, because he loves the grill, but no, they're cool with it.
That's crazy. I feel like my parents wouldn't hear the end of it.
But again, Mike D's lost over 100 pounds.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's why he did it. Mike D's a lot like me. He's got to put walls up so he doesn't walk outside the walls. We can't just live these lives with no walls and go, we're just going to stay in the lane. We need to put the bowling bumpers up so our balls don't go into the things at all.
Great analogy.
Because if you give us just a lane, we're going to throw these gutter balls constantly. So we just lift the rails up. Would you agree with that, Mike?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you
boys.
Just take out all the meat, take out all the bad stuff, and you go right down the lane.
Veggie boys!
Dang, guys. Oh, proud of you all.
Well, I've only done 48 hours. How long have you been a vegan?
2 years.
It's amazing. You don't miss those fajitas over at Chewy's?
Nah.
You only miss what you let yourself miss.
Dang, no cheeseburgers?
Oh, it's
no,
all
there's
state
still
of mind.
Good food out there that doesn't revolve around meat.
Yeah, but it's
Listen,
all fake.
As,
yeah.
as a vegetarian, I'll speak for all vegetarians right now.
Yeah, go ahead, Buns.
It's not as good.
That bad chicken.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know. But I'm the voice of vegetarians everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow a couple lucky winners will win a full expense paid trip to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. So listen to the show tomorrow. I mean, it could be yours.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Garth Brooks is coming in, and we're giving away these trips tomorrow. Like, I'm not kidding. We just give them away. You can win them just by listening to the show and doing the deal. But it's so many people. Justin Timberlake and Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood. Al Dean. You make it easy. Luke Bryan. M-O-V-E. I love it, yeah, I love it when you get that beat. Boots on. I mean, even Leonard Skinner. So tomorrow we give away these trips. By the way, the show is September 21st and 22nd in Las Vegas. Get your tickets tomorrow. You get them at iHeartRadio.com/tickets. But yeah, big show and big giveaways and Garth and the dance parties. Tomorrow, for a change, the show should be good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bobby Bones. Yeah. What's happening today?
Today we got swim lessons. So,
are the kids still in summer school?
Yeah, summer school just started this week. So they're in school till 12:30, and then we have the rest of the day to fill with summer activities.
Activities. Lunchbox, what's going on today?
World Cup starts. You got Russia versus Saudi Arabia in the first game. Only game of the day. Get ready.
And you care about Russia versus Saudi Arabia?
It's the World Cup. I'll watch it. I don't care who wins on that game. No big deal. Not going to affect my day, but I will be watching. I don't have any. I won't cheer for anybody.
America's not in it. Who cares? It's how I feel.
You don't want to hear them go, go!
No, not for them. Oh. Which, by the way, I did see that the North America won, not the next World Cup, but the next World Cup. They're coming to Canada, America, Mexico.
Cool.
2026.
Yeah.
It seems like forever.
I got to get my tickets.
Yeah. He's in camping in line already.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Liz Rose is coming over to the house tonight for a Bobby cast. She's part of the Love Junkies who wrote Girl Crush. Liz Rose wrote a bunch with Taylor Swift early on. So she's coming over to the house.
That's cool.
That'll be posted up as a new Bobby cast tonight, most likely. Just search Bobby cast on iHeartRadio or iTunes. So thank you. Don't forget Garth Brooks in tomorrow morning at 8, 7 Central, the Friday morning conversation. Hope your Thursday goes good. We'll see you Friday. Bobby Bones. Ooh.